It is the Midweek Minute with the superintendent, and I am here with Dr. Michelle Eller, the superintendent of Sylacauga City Schools. And I am sitting in for Michael Brannon today, but I'm not a host. I just get to do this, but it is an honor to talk to you again.
Oh, thank you. I love being here every week.
Absolutely. And we've got a lot to talk about. It is September is development month. And yes, of course, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about guidelines for people and the way they act and come into football games, because this Friday night's the first home opener.
Yes, we are so excited about this Friday night. And yes, just wanted to remind everybody about the new Sylacauga athletic guidelines that we put into place last year. And we had wonderful seasons last year with our different sports, and we hope to have the same again this year.
And we brought some guests along with us today to help discuss these things. Yes. I'll let you introduce them.
So with September being Workforce Readiness Month, I brought in our Director of Workforce Development, Ms. Dina Goodwine. Mm-hmm. And we also brought in Russell Scruggs, who handles that for SAFE as well.
And we're going to have some good opportunities for after hours things that Russell's going to talk to us about as well.
Correct. Some great opportunities for our students, and we so very much appreciate our partnership with SAFE and
absolutely
just what they're able to do for our school system and our community.
Well, real quickly before we get to them, I want to talk about Friday night, because, hey, and a big win for the Aggies last Friday night down in Hanover, Alabama. I'm used to that place. Talk a little bit about coming up this Friday. We've got Montevallo coming in here, and of course there's some new guidelines as to what we want to do.
Yes, so just to remind everyone that every person under the age of 16 must be accompanied by an adult who's over the age of 19, or they can be an SHS student. So all of our Sylacauga High School students have a badge that identifies them as a student. So if they have their badge, they can get into the game.
Well, and if they've got to be adults, got to be over 19, that would just about qualify me three times.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And that adult, not only to get into the game, but that adult has to stay in the game for the endurance. So, you know, they have to understand that they're responsible for those children throughout the entire athletic event.
Mm-hmm.
That's another big change. So, just so parents know, you can no longer drop your children off who are under the age of 16 and who are not Sylacauga High School students. No more date nights on Friday nights. Sorry. Yeah. Students age 16 through 19 must have proper identification. So you must either have a driver's license that identifies you to be that age, or your Sylacauga High School issued ID that I spoke about a second ago. Only clear bags will be allowed for events in the stadium, the arena, or the gymnasium. Just a reminder, lots of places in town have clear bags that
absolutely
you can purchase. I found a really cute one at Bell's the other day.
And I want to ask you, too, because a lot of young ladies, so if they bring their purse and it's not clear, it's not allowed.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So make sure you get a clear bag. They've got them, of course, at Walmart. You can buy them at Walmart, and you can get some cute ones monogrammed if you want to. I've got one with my initials. So just remember, clear bags. That makes it easier coming in and out. Once you enter the sporting event, spectators must remain seated unless you're going to or from the concession stand. So you can no longer lauder out around near the concession stands or stand along the fence, because we're there to see the sporting event.
Right. It's not a hiking event.
Correct. Nothing that can obstruct us from seeing what's going on, or that could possibly be a distraction for our athletes as well. And then just understand that if you fail to follow those guidelines, you may be escorted off the premises.
Yeah, and, you know, we have to remember also the loitering part of it. There's nothing more irritating than whether you're a parent or a child to go even to a college or high school event and you're trying to pay attention and watch, and there's 100 people standing in the aisle or either in the portal, you know, just congregating. Yeah, that's not good.
And I'll have to say, you know, we had a wonderful football season last year. Our folks followed these guidelines. We made sure they were enforced, and we had zero issues last year. So I anticipate the same again this year as well.
And I'm going to say this real quick. I'm going to add, every school I've ever been to covering a game, They do a great job, but be patient with the concession stand people. Even if you're in line, please stay in your lines, you know, act your age, because Friday night is going to be well up in the 90s, and everybody's going to be wanting to get something to drink, as they should, stay hydrated. But even if you're at the concession stand or the restroom, you need to act appropriately.
Well, and understand, those are volunteers. That's a very good point to make. You know, those are volunteers that are working our concession stands.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working them to try to help raise money for either our band students or our athletes.
Right.
And so just be cognizant of that, that their parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, older brothers and sisters that are volunteering their time to help and with the event.
And a lot of times there's young kids standing in those lines. You don't want to run over them. Just be mindful of your
yes,
surroundings.
Yes.
But we have something else we want to talk about today.
Yes, we're going to talk about September and it being Workforce Readiness Month. And so I'm going to let Mrs. Goodwin and Mr. Scruggs talk about some of the opportunities for our students.
All right. Thank you so much. We're excited about some opportunities, just realizing that we have parents in our district that might want an opportunity for students after school. And so this is really for those students that may not have something, that might just be riding the bus home, might prefer to have an opportunity. And I brought the expert over here because with our partnership with SAFE, he's got some money to go along with an opportunity for students. So I know we've got a couple of things on the books and we've got some things to come, but this is really anybody in high school can be able to participate. So I'm going to let Russell talk a little bit about our ACT prep and the ag program.
Yeah, let me just say we just came off of a successful summer program where we had Google IT, phlebotomy, we had the summer ag program, and I think I'm missing one or two others, but it was very successful, a lot of participation with our local students. And to kick off the new school year, we've got ACT boot camp coming up starting next week. It'll go for 2 weeks, I think, till the 12th. And then there is an ACT test on the 13th. So for those that are signed up, they'll be ready to go. They'll get after-school training in reading, math, and what's the other one, Dr. Eller?
Science.
Yeah, science. I've sat in on those boot camps, and I'll tell you, I'm glad I'm not in high school having to take that test anymore. But
well, and I'll have to say, we've seen a huge benefit from those boot camps in conjunction with all the other things we're doing as well with our student scores.
Yes.
So we are so very appreciative of that partnership and SAFE providing the ACT
And I'm going to add on to that. I wish we would have had those boot camps when I was in Silicaca High School, because I was not a great one-time test taker.
Right.
I was a pretty good student, but I got clammy on those days, but I wished we would have had those then.
Well, it's really good. I think the rule of thumb holds, if in doubt, select B every time. one of the other benefits that is a part of this through our generous grants with DHR is the students are paid Earn to Learn. So this
wow.
is about 12 hours of the boot camp, and so that's about 12 hours, so that's about $120 that the students will make for their participation. They'll take the pretest, a mock pretest and post-test, and as Dr. Eller said, the gains have been rather significant, actually, across
yes.
the board.
Yes.
They also teach them how to actually take the test and
because a lot of it is the test-taking techniques. You know, our yep. students know the material,
mm-hmm.
but it's the way that it's presented on the test
right.
that can throw you off. So when you get those tips on, hey, if it says this, this is what it means, or you read it this way, or try circling these words. And
exactly.
So when you learn all those tips and then take practice tests that are timed so you get used to that timed,
right.
you know, kind of environment, then it really makes a difference.
I want you to speak, and also Russell and Ms. Goodwin as well, about the importance of the ACT. I mean, it is important that a student be not only prepared, but to actually take that test.
Well, one, of course, we're preparing them for future careers that don't even exist yet. So it's important that you equip your students with everything that you can equip them with. ACT being one, because we know that is the college entrance test. And even if you don't aspire to go to college right now, that doesn't mean that things may not change and your trajectory may not change. So you need to be equipped regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But the second part of that is it is our only measurement for accountability for high school. So our high school's measured for student achievement on that one test that the state pays for them to take in 11th grade. So when you see that report card score for your school and you see a student achievement score, that whole score is based on that one test.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's a big thing.
Yes, it is.
Very big. Yeah, well, Russ, we want to thank you for what you do, not only with SAFE, but with the community as well. You've been involved with so many different things.
Well, and I enjoy so much my different career trajectory. You know, the community's been very kind to me over the years, where I've learned many, many things and trying to perpetuate that to the next generation of students and young adults coming up. So, but let me carry one step further.
Sure.
With the workforce. We've got the Regenerative Ag program that we're soliciting for. That's coming up starting September 3rd after school. 4 to 6, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we hope to incorporate the ACE plus MAPS component within that, which is Alabama Career Essentials and Mobilizing Alabama Pathways, which is a fancy word for just career trajectories, what career paths they may be interested in. So it'll, again, be an earn-to-learn program. They're going to learn about composting, organic gardening, food forest, and other things that is too numerous to mention, but the kids, they turn their computers off, they turn their phones off, they get their hands dirty. I know one student ate an earthworm one quarter, and she loved it.
wow.
Yeah.
Don't know that I could have went that far.
But she got paid for doing it, so.
Well. But
anyway, all about learning, but it was fun mixed in with learning as well.
Yeah, and that's really what it's all about, is to make students aware that there are opportunities for them not only just to learn but to have some fun as well.
Well, and we don't currently have an agricultural program at mm-hmm. the school, so it's a great opportunity for our students to get immersed in that career. Taking the opportunity from SAFE to do it.
And you know what? We're called the Aggies, so you would think we would,
well,
we
you know,
would get down that path.
You know, Sylacauga High School was deemed the first agricultural mm-hmm. school
yep.
In the state. And
absolutely.
Of course, unfortunately, right now we don't have an agri-science program, but I am thankful once again for that partnership with SAFE and the opportunities our students have.
And Ms. Gawain, we appreciate you coming in today. Is there anything else on the horizon for us? From your department?
I just wanted to mention that we are excited again about this partnership. We do want to make sure people know that they do need to complete the actual program
yep.
to get the money that Russell was talking about. And that's not typically a problem, but it's just good to make sure you understand that it is an entire package. And if they are interested in signing up, our career coach, Ms. Middlebrooks, has sent information to the students, but we're happy for you to have them reach out directly, because she gets the applications from SAFE and they get those all filled out. They have to have that paperwork for the payment side as well. So we get all that processed at the high school, but there is information available there at the high school.
Well, thank you. Okay. We appreciate that. And I appreciate you coming in today. It's
always
been very informative, I tell you,
and
Dr. Eller.
As a student, why would you not want to take advantage of
no,
that? You learn a new skill and get paid to learn a new skill?
Well, I was going to ask him, can former students get paid at that? Because if it can, I'm coming.
I was going to say, I would have been taking advantage of all that. That yeah, would have been a lot better
absolutely.
Than
I mean,
working
radio.
At the restaurant that I had to work at in high school in the movie theater. I mean, I would have much rather got paid to learn.
Absolutely. I mean, the radio world doesn't pay very well. If it does, if you end up being rich, you get investigated, one of the two.
So you're saying it would be a pay raise for
absolutely. I'm ready to dig for worms, too. But
I'm not eating any, though.
No,
I'm
I will not do that. I'll go so far, Russ. But
yes.
No.
We have other things that are more palatable.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. And speaking of football, with homecoming coming up, $120 might be nice for the, some of these students.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. That's a great point. Great point. Well, I appreciate all of you all coming in today, and it's always a pleasure to be with you. I just think you're doing a great job.
Thank you. It takes a team.
Absolutely. And I know you've got a wonderful one.
Yes. And we could not do it without our community partners.
Well,
I can assure you that, or our parents.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to put a plug in as we finish today. We had Dr. Tommy Mabry come back this week and speak to all of our schools. He was our institute speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't heard him, look him up. He just has a great story, and he's very inspirational, motivating for our students. But he said he had never seen elementary and middle school students behave as well as our students. He was just blown away at how well behaved our students were. And that's a testimony to our parents.
Absolutely.
And to our
other teachers.
Our teachers right here. And so it warmed my heart to hear him say that, but I already knew that. I already knew we had the best.
Yeah, you get to see it every day, but when somebody from the outside sees it and recognizes that, it does. It warms your heart.
Like I said, you know, I'm just so grateful for our community. I'm grateful for our parents and our teachers and my staff. And every day we're doing what we need to do for students, and that's what matters.
Well, don't forget the opening home football game. Don't forget the guidelines. And, of course, you can get those from Sylacauga High School if you need them. And, of course, that's this Friday night as Montevallo comes to town. And just want to thank all y'all for coming in. And we'll be here next week, probably back with the master of ceremonies, Mr. Michael Brannon. I'm just sitting in with him for him today. But next week will be another Midweek Minute with the superintendent. Thank you.
Thank you, and go Aggies.